Ordinarily empty is not a good thing. That's the premise we've been working on ever since Easter Sunday, that empty's not a good thing. And under normal circumstances, empty's not good. When you go to the refrigerator and you pull out the gallon of milk and it's empty, I suspect it's the same person who put the empty box of cereal back in the pantry. I can't prove that yet, but it's empty. It's no good. It's like this last week. You found the one last chocolate bunny. So you hoarded it for yourself, and then you bit into it, and it was empty. I mean, empty's just not a good thing. It's when you get out of the shower, and you go over to your dresser, and you open the drawer, and you go, oh, man, empty. It's not a good thing, right? It's like this afternoon, right? When you open up that fancy car to go, oh, empty. See? Empty's not a good thing, right? Especially if it's your life. If you feel that you're empty inside, that you have an empty life. And I hate to say this, but if you listen to culture and you listen to our society, what they say will give you a fulfilling life, will give you a great life, one that you'll love, you're going to find out that it's empty. Because the world culture says, you know what, if you got lots of friends, yeah, you got a full life. If you got lots of money, if you got lots of possessions, you got fame, you got position, you got the career that you want, if you have all those things, the world says, you are living the life. You have got a full life. But sooner or later, you're going to discover if that's all you have, it's going to be empty inside. Case in point. How many Hollywood actors, professional athletes, popular singers on the radio, they, by definition, have it all. Fame, fortune, all kinds of cars, houses, people around them all the time. And how often do we read or we hear in the news that, oh, this one was beating his girlfriend. This one's arrested on drug charges. This one's involved in some shooting. This one's visiting massage parlors down in Florida. And how many of them tragically take their own lives? Because all the things that the world promised for a fulfilling life were actually empty. It's not that those things are bad, but that can't be the purpose of your life. That's not what gives meaning to your life. So empty. Empty is a bad thing unless it's the tomb that once held the body of Jesus Christ. Then empty is the greatest thing that's ever happened for mankind, and empty is the greatest thing that has ever happened for you. Because if the tomb is empty, that means Jesus is alive. And if Jesus is alive, that gives meaning to our life. Because Jesus promises that we'll have life and we'll have it to the full. So what the empty tomb says to us is that we can have peace, we can have a purpose, and we can have power in our lives. We're going to take a look at John 20 as he shows those things to us. Right? First of all, we can have peace-filled lives. Well, peace doesn't sound all that important. Tell the disciples who are hiding out in the upper room. Let's pick it up. Verse 19. On the evening of that day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. So here we are, the disciples who have had one heck of a weekend. Talk about a roller coaster ride for them. For 3 years, they've been following Jesus as their teacher. They have put all their eggs in the Jesus basket. This is the one they're convinced. He's the Messiah. He's going to restore Israel to its former days of glory. They're following him. They triumphantly come in to Jerusalem. And then there's the arrest on Thursday. Then there's the trial. Then all of a sudden, there's the crucifixion. Before they know it, he's dead and buried. All of their hopes gone. All of the future that they had mapped out, dashed. Then on top of that, early on Sunday morning, the women come back and say, the tomb is empty, and something about Jesus being alive. So instead of being out on the street celebrating, they're locked behind doors. Why? Because they're scared of the Jewish authorities. If the tomb is empty, they're going to assume that Jesus' disciples took the body out of the tomb. Therefore, they're wanted men. So here they are, stressed to the max, hiding out, right? Not knowing what's going to happen, frustrated, disappointed, all those things. And what's the first thing that Jesus says to him? Let's look on. Jesus came and stood among them and said to them, "Peace be with you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples were glad when they saw that it was the Lord. So what's the first thing that Jesus says to him? Does he reprimand them? What are you doing behind locked doors? How come you all ran away on Thursday night? That wasn't right. No. The first thing he says, "Peace be with you." In other words, calm down. It's okay. He offers them an inner peace. And if Jesus is standing there saying, "Peace be with you," if he was dead and now he's alive, I think you'd listen. And if Jesus has the power over death, and Jesus tells me that everything's going to be okay, I think I can take that to the bank, right? If Jesus says that he's got all my problems handled, well, if he's the guy who can has power over death, I can believe him. So he says, "Peace be with you." My friends, you can have peace-filled lives. That's what the empty tomb says, is that you can have peace-filled life. Now, I wouldn't typically call my days peaceful. Maybe you would. I have different adjectives to describe my days. Busy, hectic, stress-filled. Okay? I suspect you have the same thing. Life isn't always rosy. Life isn't always peaceful. Maybe you're worried about your career, what's happening there. Maybe there's some strained relationships, all right? Maybe something is happening with the kids, and maybe something's going on with the spouse, right? So peaceful maybe not be the thing that you would come to mind. I'm guessing for you guys, peaceful isn't the thing that comes to mind. Right now, boring probably comes to mind, but we'll get past that. All right, we'll get past it. We'll get past it, right? But you got things happening to you. High school next year. Oh, wow, I don't know about you. I was scared to death to go to high school. Right, maybe you're too cool for that, or I don't know, right? Boyfriends, girlfriends, right? Does she like me? Doesn't she like me? Is he going to break up with me? You know, how many followers do I have on Instagram? All those things, right? Can be a stress-filled life. Jesus says, "Peace be with you." And those aren't empty words. If Jesus can come back from the dead, he can handle your locker combination, right? If Jesus can come back from the dead, he can heal your relationships. If Jesus can come back from the dead, he can worry about whether you're popular or not, because it doesn't matter. You see, they're powerful words when the guy who rose from the grave says, "Peace be with you." The empty tomb says you can have peace-filled lives. But then Jesus says the peaceful lives, you can also have purpose-filled lives. Put yourself in the shoes of the disciples. Put all their eggs in the Jesus basket. All of a sudden, everything they thought about Jesus is wrong. They thought the Messiah was going to come and lead them on a giant revolt. All of a sudden, Rome was going to get kicked out. Now Israel was going to be back, put in place, and that's not the Jesus, right? Because he was dead on Friday. So everything that they had mapped out for their life for the last 3 years is gone for them. So now they have no purpose in life. So what's the second thing that Jesus says to them? Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." Now they have a purpose. Their purpose is to live for Jesus. You see, these men wanted to change the world. They wanted to rewrite history. That's why they're following Jesus. Let's get Israel back on the map, because they wanted to make a difference. Well, if they wanted to make a difference, if they wanted to change the world, wish granted. Because he's going to transform them from being locked up in an upper room to the evangelist that literally will change history. It will change all history as they take the news of Jesus out to the world. The world will never be the same again. They have a purpose in life. The empty tomb says you can have purpose-filled lives. And I don't care what age you are, you want a purpose to your life. You want it to matter. Whether it's the young people sitting up front or whether it's grandma and grandpa sitting in the back, we want to know that there's a point and a purpose to our life, that what's happening here is meaningful, that we're making an impact. What I'm saying is our purpose has to be greater than how much can we accumulate in this world. Our purpose has to be greater than the career that we have. Our purpose has to be greater than how many followers we have on social media. I'm sorry. Right? It has to be greater than whether we can make it up to level 44 on the video game. And I hate to break it to you, it has to be greater than how many golf games you can fit in this week. Right? Purpose in life has to be greater than that. We want to make a bigger impact than that. Jesus says, you have a purpose-filled life. Live for him. If you live for him, if you're a witness to him, right? In Acts chapter 1, he says, you will be my witnesses, starting in Jerusalem and then fanning out from that. In other words, he said, you will. He says, you know, I'm giving you a choice. You might want to consider being a witness. It doesn't work that way when you're a witness, right? Try that. If you see an accident on the 10 and the officer comes over to you and say, you know, I'm really not good at this whole witness thing, so if you don't mind, I'm going to be on my way. That's not going to work. It's not going to work. Because a witness simply tells what they know to be true. Jesus says, you want a higher purpose, you want to make an impact in the world, and say to the world what you know to be true. Through your words and your actions, give testimony to the risen Savior. Lives will be impacted and changed, not only for this world, but for an eternity. The empty tomb says that we have a purpose-filled life. And the empty tomb also says that we have a power-filled life. Because how are they going to do all these things? How are the disciples going to keep it together? How are they going to go from this band of brothers that are hiding out in a room with the doors locked to being evangelists to the world? Well, Jesus answers that in the next thing that he does. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said, receive the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that he promised to them before, that he said he wouldn't abandon them, he wouldn't orphan them, but he would give them a power source. He would give them the encourager, the comforter, the gift of the Holy Spirit. They're going to get it again on Pentecost in a more dramatic way, and they're going to come out of that room. They're going to stand right in the center of the city, and they're going to proclaim in all different languages that Jesus is Lord because of the power of the Holy Spirit that's living in them. That's the power that he gave to them, and it's the power that he gave to you. See, the same Holy Spirit that was given by Jesus to his disciples was given to you at your baptism. And you probably don't even remember it. But God came and dwelled in your heart, and his Holy Spirit still lives in your heart. Acts chapter 2 says that in baptism, you receive the forgiveness of your sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. All of us who've been baptized into Christ, we have received the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the power that God has given to you. That's what the empty tomb has given to you. See, it's that Holy Spirit that picks you up and makes you face another day when you really don't feel like it. It's the Holy Spirit that comforts you when you're filled with sorrow. It's the Holy Spirit that gives you the courage to stand up for what you believe and what you know to be true, no matter what your friends might say. It's the Holy Spirit who gives you that power and that courage in your life. That's what the empty tomb does for us. See, the world and society, it offers you, and it says a full life. There's all these things that's defined by them. And I'm not saying any of them are wrong, but they don't live to a fulfilled life. A filled life only comes through Jesus. The empty tomb says that you can have a fulfilled life, a meaningful life. Because the empty tomb says you can have peace, you can have purpose, and you can have power. Amen. Would you stand and pray with me? Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for sending your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world, even though you knew that we would reject him and that he would die in our place. Lord Jesus, thanks for coming and dwelling among us and giving us the gift of your Spirit. And Holy Spirit, ever dwell in our hearts, giving us peace, knowing we have purpose, and giving us the power to live that out each and every day. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.